Happy Easter. The story of Easter, maybe you don't know from China, but it's supposed to be on Friday, 2 days ago, Jesus got killed by some bad guys. And in those days, when you kill somebody legally, you don't give them poison. You nail them on this. You put nails on the cross. And then his students put his body in a cave. And then like 10 people rolled a rock in front of the cave. Big rock. And then, supposed to be this morning, some of his students went to see the body, but the rock was, somebody rolled the rock away and the body was gone. And then one of his students, Mary Magdalene, I think, met him. And at the beginning, she thought he was the gardener. He said, what did they do with the body? You know, and he said, you don't know who I am? And so that's his story this morning, okay? I think it's good luck for today because we're doing death meditation. And the purpose of death meditation is to understand how to stop death, okay? So all week we've been saying you have to die. But today we can say you don't have to die. And that's why we are here. And that's why we are studying. Because if you learn about how to change the seeds in your mind, then you don't have to die. Okay? Then people say, Gisela, I never saw anyone who didn't die. And also the Singapore Straits Times, the big newspaper in Singapore. Yeah, I told you, Straits Times. they never reported that somebody didn't die. The dogs had a meeting. One dog said, you can write with a pen. And all the other dogs said, we never saw that. Understand? Okay. So when you get close to it, you'll see it. Okay, and then after that you'll reach it. Okay, so the purpose of these classes and the purpose of Diamond Mountain is to really understand that you have to die, and then to stop it. Okay, not just for yourself but for everybody. Okay, all right, and there are worlds where everybody did that already. In the school, the intelligent student sit in the front, and the lazy student sits in the back. And this world, whole world, is the lazy students who sit in the back. So other worlds, they already became Buddhists, all of them. But we are the stupid students, so we are the last ones, okay? All right? Okay? So we're still learning how to do it. But there are other places that finished already. Amitabha's paradise and things like that. Okay. All right, let's meditate. What should you do with your cell phone?
Turn it on.
Turn it on. Everything's backwards. Okay, get your app up, okay? I want you to get in the habit, okay, every morning, okay? We are busy people, we have jobs, we're going to college in Los Angeles, so we're all busy, and this can help you do your meditation, okay? Then, you don't have to do it just in the morning, you know? In the afternoon, if you, between classes or something, you have 20 minutes, then then do a little meditation. Go sit under a tree and do 5 minutes, okay? Okay. Too early. I think it was Phil. Let's let it go. It would take an hour to get it straightened out. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? Let's do about six of them.
Six?
No, 5 minute meditation? Six meditations. Okay. Liu. Okay, ready? Everybody ready to ding? Yeah. Got your finger ready. One, E, R, San. Okay, get ready. Relax your forehead. Relax your mouth. Relax your fingers. Pull in your stomach a little bit. And come to your breath. And today I'm very busy. I'm getting ready. Some of us are getting ready to go home. And it's a little bit distracting. Everything's very busy. We're trying to make sure we have our luggage ready. And so actually I don't have time to die today. I'm too busy. And on a day like that, it's good to decide that I'm going to die before dark, okay? Maybe at the airport, maybe on the plane. Before dark comes, I will die. And just decide. And then we will spend the day well. So that's like the mother meditation of all these meditations. Let's do that one first. I will die before dark. How do I want to spend my day? I like it. Sounds like tempo, right? Okay, let's do the first reason. Okay. Ready with your finger? Everybody okay? Okay. Oops. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And death will come for me. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter what kind of medicines I take. It doesn't matter how much money I have for medical treatment. Nothing can stop it. Doesn't matter how strong I am, how strong my yoga is, what kind of vitamins I'm taking. When death comes, it will take me. Kill it. No, nobody can stop it. Ready? Next one. Yeah. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Then according to the karma seeds in my own mind, I was born in this world with a certain amount of life in my body, and I cannot buy more life. I cannot get more anywhere, even Walmart. And every minute I am losing 1 minute more of my life. There's no way to get more, no matter how much money I have. And I am losing more every hour that goes by. We'll stay here for 5 minutes. Focus. People complain to me, they say, Geshe-la, meditation is too short. When you can do 5 minutes, we'll go to 6 minutes. Okay. 1 hour is made of 5 minute pieces. If you can't focus for 5 minutes, you can't focus for 1 hour. Okay. Do you have that wheel? You didn't think? I'm going to do a little advertisement in the middle. Okay? This is called Dharma Yoga Wheel. It's made by Dharma Mitra. Do you have a picture of Dharma Mitra, Scott? He's a great yoga teacher in New York City. And he's always thinking of new things. He's 72 or something. 77? Oh my gosh. And this is a really great idea. So I saw Nick using it and other people, and I'm like, I like to buy these things and keep them in my closet and never use them. I have a whole bunch of them. But this three-day retreat, because I had some free time, I thought, oh, let me try this thing. And so I don't know about you, but yeah, that's a few years ago. That's a few years ago, and it's real. It's a real photo. He's still doing it. And he's a great man. He's a very strong vegetarian and teaches many Americans to, crazy Americans to be nice people. And so I don't know about you, but my limit in meditation is not mental, it's physical. My body starts to hurt, you know, or my knees start to hurt, or my back starts to hurt after an hour or something. So I thought, oh, let me try, do you know how this works? I don't know. Nick gonna demonstrate? Come on. I'm in robes, it gets kinda risque. How about right there? Yeah, so if you feel some pain in your back, you just do this. Okay. And anybody can do it. Okay, so if I feel pain in my lower back, I do my lower back. Show your lower back, yeah. Or if I feel like this part is getting weak and I can't keep it strong, then just pretend there's a bomb. So I strongly recommend getting one, okay? It's a website, right, Nick? DharmaYogaWheel.com. Okay, DharmaYogaWheel.com. Maybe you can put it. Scott, can you put it? Can you guys put it? DharmaYogaWheel.com. You could just type it out. and then the pain goes away in your back, and you can meditate for another 45 minutes or something. It's amazing. It's really good. Okay, so. No, I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to put it up here. How much did it cost? I don't know.
About
$100. $100, sorry. $100 US.
I could probably figure out how to make it for like 60.
He said he can make it for six.
60.
Anyway, it's worth it. If you can meditate for an hour more, it's worth it. I'll pay $100. Okay. But you can buy it online, okay? I'm not selling them. He's selling them. Okay. Do you just type it out? Dharma Yoga Wheel? Yeah. Okay. I'm going
to
put it up and you can take a photo, okay? With your meditation device. Now we're not going to call this cell phone anymore. This is my meditation device. Okay. But get one. Okay, and you can meditate for a lot longer. And just do this on your back and then start again and you feel great. Okay. He's a wonderful teacher. He's probably the best in the world, I guess. We should bring him here. Thailand. He wants to come? Okay. He comes to Arizona sometimes. Okay. We want him to move to Sedona. Retire in Sedona. All right. You got it? I just want you to get the website. If you're in New York City, you should go to his class. Okay. Very good. Also, if you're in New York City, come to our center there, okay? It's called Three Jewels. It's been there for 20 years. That's where you get the wheel, okay? Come to the center in New York. I don't know if you can buy it from China. I don't know. You guys figure it out. Chinese can do anything. Yeah. We can put some in our bookstore. Can you just put the address up, Scott? Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you're in New York City, come to our center there. It's been there for 20 years. They teach the ACI classes. They're free. They just finished the first 18 classes. It took 16 years. And they started again. Huh? Yeah, that's a good question. 61 Fourth Avenue, near Union Square. Near Union Square. We may be moving. We may be moving soon. The building was sold. Okay. We want to buy our own building. That's enough. But you're welcome to come. And in that center, they have a special project where we are helping kids in Nepal who are homeless. They have no house. They have no father and mother. They are living on the street. So we raise money for them. And we send them to school. We give them school clothes and we send them to school. So we started with 108 kids. So the project is called 108 Project. Where's Mark? 108 Lives. Then you can talk to Mark Salustro. Can you stand up? They have a special project. You can have a yoga day at in your city, like Singapore or something. You can have a special, like a yoga 2 hours or something.
Whatever the yoga class, whatever you decide.
Oh, okay. So you do your own little yoga event, and everybody who comes gives some money, and then they send it to Nepal. So you can talk to Mark if you're interested in that. Okay. So people do a yoga event in their city. And they collect some money, like not big money, but many people are doing it. And then you donate it to them, and they go to Nepal and they take care of the kids. Yeah.
It's called Global Day of Yoga for Nepal, or GDYN2.
Too complicated. Global Day of Yoga. And, you know, recently they had a very bad earthquake, and many people died, and it was very hard for our children. So if you want to help, talk to Mark, okay? But if you're in New York, you're very welcome to come to class. It's free. All the classes are free for 20 years. Okay. All right. Let's meditate again. Is your finger ready? E. R. Sun. Go. So how much life do I have left? How many years left? How many months? If I ask you that question, then in your mind comes a number. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it would be longer than that or shorter than that. But I think all of us have a number in our mind. If I push you and say, give me a number, how many years you have left? We all have a number in our mind. We imagine old people we know and we say, maybe I think I can reach that. I can reach 80. So how many years you have left? Think about that. And then you do your own calculation. How much of that time can you really practice? How much do you have to spend eating, pooping, sleeping, working, meeting family? If you subtract all the jobs you have to do, how much time you really have left is very, very small. So we'll meditate on that for 5 minutes. Focus. 5 minutes is nothing. You should yell at your mind if it thinks about something else. What's wrong with you? It's just 5 minutes. Ready? Again? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, push. The fourth death meditation is at the 9. Is that I live in a world where life is uncertain. How long I will stay, nobody knows. Some people die just after they're born. Some people die inside the womb. Some people die, there's people who die in playing sports, young, strong people, they die running a race or playing football. There's people who die in giving birth. There's people who die during their career, successful career. There's people who die old. Nobody knows. In this world, you can die at any age. We'll stay here for 5 minutes. Today we're only going to do 6 of the reasons. There are 9, right? And we'll finish the 9 in Mexico, right? Mexico retreat in Guadalajara. What are the dates, Harvey? I don't know. Is the 8th a Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, so Friday, July 8th to the 17th of July, which is a Saturday? That's impossible if Friday's the 8th. Oh, I'm okay, no. If 8th, oh, I'm sorry, you're right, okay. Anyway, it starts on July 8th. You're welcome to come in Guadalajara, Mexico. It's on Lake Chapala. I like to say Chalapa. It's the largest lake in Mexico. It's very beautiful. There's a beautiful photo. I'll show it to you sometime. Very beautiful place, okay? And you're welcome to come. No. Yeah, that date's wrong. Oh, and then in October, we'll come back here. And then in December, in Thailand, okay. Jasmine, can you stand up? Jasmine's doing the registration for Thailand, and I'd like to thank her. We expect a lot of people in Thailand. We've booked a hotel for 500 people, and a lot of people are coming from China. We also got a very nice letter from Chinese government last night, and they said welcome, and they said what you're doing is very nice, and we support you. So yeah, so. And all of our events, Guangzhou, Beijing, they wrote a very beautiful letter, and they said thank you and happy you're doing good things, okay? So they support. So why I mention it is that I think it will book out. So if you're from a country other than China, I suggest you give your name to Venerable Jigme and... The website in English is not quite finished yet, but we'll get it up and you can register in English. But just if you want to come, I would let Jigme know. We will be taking some teachers, like senior teachers, to teach there. And, you know, I have to figure out who, and we have to figure out how many we need. To teach yoga to 500 people at a time is going to be challenging. So we might break it up into smaller groups, and we're working with Jasmine about that, so I'll talk to you about it. Are you here next week? No? Okay, good. So it means during next week I have to make a plan. I don't have a plan yet. Okay. But those of you who are not from China, I think it will book out. So, okay, I'm warning you. Okay? So just let her know. We don't know the price exactly yet. The hotel is a nice hotel, okay. It's not like other places, okay. So it might be a little more expensive, okay. And what we do about helping people get there, we haven't worked it out yet. But at least you should put your name on the list, okay. And very difficult to meditate with the beach. Just outside the window, but we'll do it. Okay. Okay, you ready to do the next one? One, two, three. (Clears throat) everything around me, the floor, the roof, the car I'm going to take to Tucson, the airplane I'm taking back to Guangzhou or Los Angeles, the food I eat on the airplane. It can all kill me. There are many, many things can kill me all around me. It's very hard to stay alive. If I don't breathe for 5 minutes, if something stops those two small holes in my nose for 5 minutes, I die. So don't be afraid and don't get sad, but realize that your life is very precious and we have to use the time carefully, because there are so many things that can kill us, and one day one of them will. I think it's good to imagine which thing will kill you. I think it's healthy to think about it. Try to imagine a few things that might kill you. I'm thinking my car. We'll stay here for a few minutes. Some people from China, I think Stanley was asking me, do we have any time to meet after the Kamala Shila retreat, like in Sedona? And we had a nice meeting last time, right? Several days we worked on all the Buddhist books. And I just found out, and about filming, Scott, I found out I have the 7th and 8th free, okay? And possibly some of the 6th, okay? 6th, 7th, and 8th. So Sedona house owners, like, I don't know, I was thinking Adam and Katie, or could be Kat, could be John and Connie, I don't know. But let's, could you guys talk to each other and see if we can commandeer your house for 2 days? Okay. Yeah, we're Buddhists, we don't need furniture. Then Adam, you have to think about how to set up those two monitors and stuff. Okay, so 7th and 8th is possible. Okay, I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do something Buddhist book thing. Well, you guys talk to each other and decide. I don't want to impose. We kind of imposed on you pretty heavy last time, so. Huh? Yeah, talk to Kat if you need a place to stay. Okay? But we'll do some like ACIP stuff. Because we're trying to put the database into Chinese language, and we're trying to put it into Spanish language and Auf Deutsch. So if you have time, you can hang out and we'll talk about it. Okay? The whole library, all the categories, all the subjects, Nick and Adam are working on that, and Jigme and Nicole, and it's very beautiful and it's very important. And if we can put it in other, we can start putting it in other languages. Okay, if you have time, 7th and 8th in Sedona, be there or be square. One more meditation. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three, go. You can also do this with earphones. I do it on the plane with earphones. Otherwise, you drive the person next to you crazy. They think you're listening to music. Then generally speaking, the human body is very soft. There are, I don't know, 10,000 parts inside have to work together. The liver has to work with the lungs. The cells in the blood have to work right. Every little piece has to work together with the other pieces, and it's difficult. It's like four snakes in a bag. And the nature of the body is very fragile. It's not like a car or house. It's made of soft skin. It needs to have breath. It needs to have water. It's very fragile. There are thousands of things that can break. And one day one of them will. So we'll sit here for a few minutes. My body itself is very easy to break, and inside all the forces in my body are fighting against each other. One day I will break, something will break inside.
take a stretch.
Okay, we have about 45 minutes. Let's do some more Lamrim, okay? By the way, at the end of the Tsongkhapa translation yesterday, there's a long, well, I don't know how long it is, but there's a section about how much good karma do you lose if you're not a bodhisattva and the person you're getting angry at is not a bodhisattva. But I didn't translate it yet. Okay, so you have to come next time. Okay, and if you need to do a pee-pee break, please go ahead. There's certain forces that are unstoppable. Yeah, let's do a question. Quick question.
So if we can do the giving with the understanding of the three elements, then that will create great seeds. And
yeah.
Can we be angry with the understanding of the three elements so that it wouldn't plant such best seeds?
If you understand the three elements, you cannot get angry. It's impossible. I'll tell you why. So if your husband says something bad to you, and if you understand that the husband is coming from you, you can only get angry at one person. Who is that? Yourself, okay? And nobody likes to get angry at themselves. One person we always forgive very easily, which is ourself. So if you understand the three elements, it's not possible to get angry at somebody. Then there's another question people ask. I heard some lamas say you can have enlightened anger, you know. Anger is healthy or something like that, or anger is good for you. If bad karma is good for you, then anger is good for you. Okay? You can get kind of frustrated with yourself. If you're lazy, you're not meditating. Geshe-la gave you a 5-minute app. You're too lazy to put your finger on the iPhone. Then you can get a little, you can yell at yourself. That's okay, a little bit. Okay. But generally, you should be nice to yourself also. And like, for example, most people in the world have trouble doing coffee meditation. You know, to think about the good things they did today before you go to sleep is one of the highest Buddhist practices. And many people have trouble doing it, okay? So also, it's probably better not to be even angry with yourself, okay? You did a lot of good things, and it's good to focus on those, okay? All right, we're going to go back to the book. You ready, Adam? We're at Gyalpo. Gyalpo, let's see, you can look up Berka, B-E-R-K-A, B-E-R-K-A, yeah, there we go, we're at this Gyalpo here. Okay, so he's quoting a sutra. This sutra is called the Do Junxing, which means the Tree Sutra, okay, and he says, Gyalpo Gyalshi Shagne Dro, Trangbo Berka Shagne Dro. When a king dies, they leave behind a whole country. When a homeless person dies, they leave behind their sleeping bag. But it's the same. Okay? They both leave with nothing. Okay? So we're somewhere between those two, I think. You know? So you have maybe a car, you have an apartment and you have some clothes, and when you die you leave them. Okay? Some people leave more, some people leave less, but we all leave everything. Then he quotes the same sutra again. Logya dangwe seyukyang chiwe namba tobado. Logya dangwe guyukyang chiwe namba chebudro. Logya dangwe seyukyang. Even if you have enough food to last you for 100 years, right? You stock up your refrigerator. Okay. Chiwe namba tobado. The day after you die, you're hungry. Okay. The day after you die, you're hungry. You cannot eat the food. You can. Some people like to store a lot of food. But when you die, you can't take it with you. And the spirit that you become will be hungry the next day. Okay. Logya dangwe. By the way, this is dangwa. Let's talk about dangwa. Aon dang dangwa. So the word tongue is very tongue, voiced consonant tongue, is very common in Tibetan. It means and. This one is a prenasal ndung ndung, and it means to suffice or to be enough. Okay, so if you have enough food for 100 years, dangwa. And it's very common in colloquial Tibetan, you know. Dangadwe. Is that enough? And say, yeah, dangadwe. That's enough. Thank you. Okay? That's dang. It's nice to see it in writing. It's not very common. But in spoken Tibetan, you say it constantly. Logyar dangwe kuyokyang. Even if you have... Some people... I stayed in people's houses. Their closet is bigger than my room. You know those walk-in closets? You know, one day I got lost in this person's locked walk-in closet. And I was just trying to find the toilet, but it was at night. And I forgot where I was. And they're so wealthy, they have a separate room for the toilet. You know, and I opened all these doors, and I couldn't find the toilet, you know. So even if you have 1,000 dresses, and what's that lady in Philippines, Mrs. Aquino? Yeah, how many? She had like 5,000 shoes. 10,000? I don't remember. Chiwe namba chebudo. The day after you die, you're naked. You go naked. Okay? All right? Doesn't matter how many clothes you have. By the way, your family will throw them out. You know, like you have your favorite dress, you have your favorite jeans, you worked very hard to find a good pair of jeans. And you like them, and they're very precious to you. You have your favorite shoes. And then the day after you die, they just throw them away. They don't care. Nobody cares. They're worthless, okay? Chenjugle tamje porte chagupar daki detar mashene zara mize dungichir dipa namba natsokche. Master Shantideva said in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, tamje porte chagupar. When it's time to move on, you have to throw away everything. You have to give up everything, okay? Daki deta mashene, but we don't think about it. Therefore, zadam mizadungichir, for the sake of our friends and for the sake of our enemies, dikpa namba natsokche, we do lots of bad stuff, okay? So, you know, people say, yes, Geshe-la, I would never lie to get something for myself, but I have to take care of my children. You know? My children are important to me, or my parents, you know? If I have to lie about the contract for their apartment or something, I will lie. For me, I won't lie. But for my family, for people I love, I will lie. Okay? And then, if you hate somebody, you know, you will do bad things. Ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend. You know, 6 months ago they were the nicest person in the world. You love them more than anybody. Then I don't know why, but it's always you hate them worse than anybody after 6 months, okay? Then you want to hurt them, or you do things to hurt them. You see what I mean? It's very common to have nasty fight about the divorce and things like that. It's very common. So because you love somebody, you're willing to lie. Or break your morality. Or because you hate somebody, you're willing to break your morality. And then Nagarjuna says, in another book, he says, look, the apartment you got for your parents because you lied for them, or, you know, the car you got away from your ex-wife because you lied about the divorce thing. When you die, you lose them. They lose the apartment, you lose the car. But the bad deed stays with you. You take it in your head to your next life, okay? That you keep, okay? The bad karma of lying for your parents, the bad karma of lying about your ex-wife, the bad karma you take with you, the apartment is gone, the car is gone, but the bad seed you carry, that you carry with you after you die, okay? So Nagarjuna says, don't tell yourself, don't fool yourself that it's okay to do a bad deed for someone you love, okay? It's still a bad idea, okay? Do they get a bad seed? Not usually, okay? So you're taking a hit for them, okay? All right. Same source. Kena chik por ke yoshing chinang deni chik chite dungyal kyal shen milena gekche zawe chishikja. Kena chik por ke yoshing. When you are born into this life, you are born alone. Okay. Chinang deni chik chite, and when you die, you die alone. You can't take your friends. The people you broke your morality to help cannot go with you. Dungyal kyal shen milena gekche zawe chishikja. Dungyal kyal shen milena gekche zawe chishikja. If they're not going to take some share of the bad deeds you did for them, gekche zawe chishikja, then in a way, doing bad things for your family or your friends is just another obstacle, okay? Ngarmi chiki do chambo chik dushin darwala. I like this story. I don't know why. I heard these stories from my lama for many years, and some of them stayed in my head and some of them didn't. I really like this one. Ngarmi chik. There was a guy sitting in front of his house. Do chambo. He had a big Diamond Mountain boulder. Okay? One thing Diamond Mountain has is rocks. We got rocks. Then he had a file, like you use for wood to change the shape of the wood. Then he's filing the boulder, big boulder, you know. He's filing it all day. He's filing it. Then his friend, you know, his neighbor's like looking out the window. He's like, what's that guy doing, you know? Finally, the neighbor couldn't stand it. Chije Chipe, he went out and he said, you know, what the hell are you doing? You know, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to make this into a big square piece. You know, nice box shape. This big boulder, I'm going to file away at it until I can make it into a nice square shape. Then the neighbor says, well, what are you going to do with it after that? He says, I was thinking of throwing it away. Somehow it applies to our life. Cure jopa. Cure means throw it away. Okay? We had cure the other day as be thrown by a horse. Same thing. Shen kanyam mi chepa servishen. Yeah, I don't have any other plans with it. Okay? It means all the stuff you collect in this life, all the clothes, all the shoes, all the money, all the houses. It's kind of useless to work so hard for them because you're going to throw them away anyway. Okay? You can't take them with you, but the bad deeds you did to get them, you take with you. Okay? Jikten der sursepen no lungcha tamche shagne dro. So you spend your whole life collecting money, getting a house, and you do bad things to get them. Little lies, little cheating, and tax evasion, things like that. And then when you die, the only thing you can take with you is the bad karma. Okay? Okay, we're on the second reason for the third basic principle. What was the third basic principle? Yeah, only Dharma can help you when you die. The other things can't help you. We're on the second one. If you count 9 death meditations, we're on number 8. Okay. I wasn't supposed to get to pass number 1, but you guys are fast. On the day you die, your friends and family are, there's no way they can help you. Okay? They want to. They really want to. But there's nothing they can do. Okay? Koyok, people working for you, Lobma, students you have, Nien, Del, friends you have, relations you have, mother, father, brothers, sisters, kids, Ningdang Dawa, who are closer, as close to you as your own heart. Mamba Takorte, they can stand around the bed where you're dying. Kang Ju, Ju means to grasp or to hold, okay? What's Kang Ju? Kang Ba Ju. Yeah, they're holding your feet like, oh, I love you. Lakpa Ju. They're holding your hands. Oh, I love you. Please stay. Chi. You die and you're gone. And it doesn't do any good that your family was standing around the bed, okay? Even holding you. They're like, Mom, don't leave. And then Mom leaves, okay? It happened to me with my mother. You know, you're like, please don't leave. And they're like, and they leave, okay? They can't, you can't help them, okay? Dedak chikyang chisa mepar, you cannot take one of them with you. Rang chipu, by yourself you go to the Bardur Chang. Say Bardur Chang. Bardur Chang. Okay. There's a very, very, very famous Tibetan book called, say Pardo Changdul. Pardo Changdul. Tibetan Book of the Dead. Okay, that's the name of the book. So Pardo means in between the moment you die and the time you're reborn. You can spend up to 49 days in a separate place as a spirit. That spirit can only live for 7 days. But it can die 7 times and come back as the same spirit or similar spirit. So we say the Pardo, the time between a person dies and the time they're reborn, can take up to 49 days. The first death has to take place in 7 days of that spirit. Okay, so normally a lama will do prayers for that person on the 7th day and then again on the 49th day. Okay, and you count the day of death as number 1. Okay, if you really want to know. If they die on the 15th of January, you start counting 1 on the 15th of January. Okay. And then you should do prayers on the 7th day and the 49th day. I'm getting there. if someone dies that you know, let me know. And we have a Lama prayer team at my monastery. Geshe Lothar is in charge of it. And we send him like $50 and they do prayers for 49 days, okay? We have a team that does it, okay? So if you want, let me know. If someone passes away, we need their name. A photo is useful. We need to know the place and the date that they were born, and we need to know the place and the date that they died, okay? So 4 things, I guess. Their name. Photo is helpful. The day and the place where they were born, and the day and the place that they died. And if you send me those things, you don't have to send money, okay? I will take care of it. But if you want to, you can send some money to the monks directly. I'll tell you how to do that. But when my mom died, my friend asked me, are you going to write to... My lama at that time was named Geshe Dargye. Are you going to write to Geshe Dargye? I said, nah, I don't believe in all that stuff, you know. Then my other lama, whose name was Tenzin Tinle, who's He's a high lama. He said, "You're so stupid." He said, right away, to your lama, ask him to do prayers, okay? He called me really, he said, "You're really stupid. You're lucky 49 days is not gone yet." You know, and he made me do it. So I think it's a good thing. So pardo means that. Chang means a narrow, dangerous path, especially across a cliff. You know, I have one in front of my house. I live on a mesa, a big mountain like this. And if you're careful, you can walk down the front. The deer do it. I follow the deer. And it takes about half an hour, but you can go down to the bottom. But it's dangerous. If you fall, you're going to fall a long way. Okay, that's a chang. There's a famous chang on Mount Everest. The last... how long is it? I think it's 30 feet or 30 feet long. If you want to go to the real top of Mount Everest, you have to cross this 30 feet, and it's only a few inches wide. You have to walk on it, and on both sides, it's 1,000 feet fall. You know, that's a chang. That's a real chang. Okay, so bardo chang means the dangerous narrow path of the bardo. Okay, dul means what? Like dolma, liberation. Okay, so the name of that Tibetan Book of the Dead, the real name of the book is Freedom from the Dangerous Narrow Cliffside Path of the Bardo. Okay, that's the real name of the book. There's a couple of versions of that book, okay? There's one that's kind of more related to Padmasambhava's tradition, and my Lama said it's not authentic. So some books were written by people who didn't really know what, and they just wrote it, you know. There, even in Tibetan language, there are some books like that, okay? In the database, we're very careful not to add books that are known not to be authentic. So my Lama said that famous book is not authentic. The information is not correct. But there are other versions of it. And one is by the first Panchen Lama, okay? And that's a correct one, okay? So it sounds nice and it's kind of sexy and lots of people translate it, but I would go with the first Panchen Lama one. And we're going to get quotations from it in here, okay? And if you want to study those things, there are many tantric scriptures which are more accurate. And we have some in the tantric course in the 18th. We translated some of it, okay? The death process is something we meditate on during tantric study, okay? And you can get more accurate presentation that way. Pardo tongue, dim means to wander, and then drote. So when you walk down that cliff just after you die, you have to go by yourself, okay? There's nobody can help you. Drupchen Mitra Dzogchi. It took me many years to figure out that Dzogchi is yogi. So the Tibetans, I don't know, I think maybe in ancient India it was pronounced Dzogchi. It took me years to figure that out. Okay, so his real name is Mitra Yogi. His full name is Sri Jagata Mitra Ananda. And he wrote a book called Letter to King Chandra. Okay, so he's a very famous yogi in India. Flachik Jita Kyujor Kyang. Hlachik is a common expression to a king in ancient times, and it means my one and only God. Okay, Hlachik. It's a typical, it was an often used word when you're referring to a king. It means like his, your highness or something. Jitar Kyujor Kyang, no matter how rich you are, Shegne Jiten Shen Shutse, when you depart this life to the other world, Nyangan Tamla Drechomtar. It's as if you are on a... There's a... What's his name? Gerard Manley Hopkins. Great poet. English poet. And he wrote a very famous poem called... About death. Where ignorant armies clash by night. Very beautiful. Very famous. The image that he brings up in the poem is of a huge wasteland. Like, just everything's been destroyed. The trees are all destroyed. The water is all full of blood. The sun is dark. Dust lies everywhere. And in Hopkins' poems, it's a image of how people relate to each other in life. And still we're fighting each other on this wasteland, you know, like two ignorant armies clash by night. And that's the image here, okay, of a wasteland. Like a huge plain on which a major battle has just been fought. And there's just bodies strewn everywhere. And you're one of them. Okay, you're a body lying on a huge battlefield that stretches to the horizon. Chipu seme tsumo min. You will lie there, dead body, without your queen and without your princes and without your princesses. Okay, he's addressing the king. Okay, you see the word there for grief, right? In the word for wasteland, nyangam tang. Okay, nyangam tang. You want to do that dictionary entry? Nyangam tang. So tang means a plain or a plateau, and nya is found in the word nyangen, which means grief, right? And ashoka means nyangen me, okay? And nyangam means like desolate wasteland, tongue, okay? I went and found that book. It's in the Tengyur. We can read it someday. The Tengyur has a section called epistles, meaning letters that people wrote, like in the Christian tradition. Paul's epistles and things like that. Okay, so there are a whole section in the Tengyur called epistles. Some of the famous ones are like the Ratnamala. Nagarjuna wrote a lot of famous epistles. The friend, letter to the king, letter to the friend is a famous one. They're often very easy to teach, easy to read, easy to translate, very poetic. They're a nice source of, if you're teaching a lot, you can go to the epistles and take one out. Three Principal Paths is an epistle, for example, from Tibet. Okay, Chinjig Lei, Shinje Ponye Simbala, Nyingi Chipen, She Chipen. Once the messenger of the Lord of Death has you in his hands, there's nothing your friends and family can do. Okay, useless. Benchen Chigen, okay. Let's talk about the word Chögyen here. Chögyen is an abbreviation of the word Chöki Gyaltsen. And if you don't know that, it'll drive you crazy. Okay, so it's like calling Obama Oba. Barack Obama. It's like calling him Barbo. Okay, so the first Panchen Lama, very, very famous poet, great Lama. His name was Panchen Losan Chöki Gyaltsen, but it's too long. So people just say Chögyen. They just slush the words together, okay? You love your family. You have a deep bonds between each other. But tell, you will be ripped away from them, okay? Dentel, for a long time, okay? You'll be ripped away from them. Sok Sungbataro. And I went and got it for you. You want the whole poem? He just gave one line of the four lines. So I went and got the rest of them for you. Seishin duwe nyen dan ten tel ne nyam nye ne su chikpato it say gadu deng dan mi den bar sachu me long jumo rim kitin. Seishin duwe nyen dan ten tel ne. You are ripped away from your friends and your family. Nyamge ne su chipadoitse, you are sent into the wasteland alone, the dark of the wasteland alone. Gadu dendan, then there's some piece missing here, but you no longer have any source of happiness. Sachu melung jungarim kishing, the four elements, sachu melung, right? Earth, water, fire, and wind. When they dissolve in your body, when you die, the those four elements inside your body, those four forces, they start to, you start to have hallucinations. Okay? You start to see crazy things. Okay? It gets crazy because your brain is falling apart. The brain, the neurons are the synapses are failing. And then because of that, you have these weird hallucinations. Okay? Everybody has them. Okay? So in our tradition, in the Gelugpa tradition, Tsongkhapa's tradition, we don't focus on the practice of poa very much, because which means at the moment of death, you direct your mind to Amitabha's paradise or something. Like, that's popular teaching, but it's very well known that when the brain collapses, as the brain collapses, you can't think straight because the tool is breaking. The screwdriver called your brain is falling apart. The electricity is going crazy. And you can't plan, I decided when I die I will go to Amitabha's paradise, turn left, go 50 feet, turn right. Because your brain is dissolving. So everything goes crazy. You just see big fires, or you see crazy hurricanes, or crazy hallucinations. Like, you took a very strong drug. So it's too late to take your spirit and direct it to heaven, you see? Because the mind that you use to do that is breaking down. It's breaking down like a car. Okay? Tata gashi dalar guntok su ching ye pa yuna de sangpa ki leden somne chi che. This is Baba Gurmache. There's people sitting in this audience who have been told by their doctor that they can expect to die of the cancer they got by this winter, Guntok, okay? And they're still starting new projects. Chiche, what the hell are you doing? Okay, Chiche. Tata rangre gyagar gyanak soksu drowa la ha le ne do ha le do le do khel chempoche. So, Tibetans used to take trips in the old days to Gyagar or Gyanak. Okay, say Gyagar. Gyanak. These are the two words for India and China. Okay, the two words in Tibetan, the words for India is Gyagar, and the word for China is Gyanak. Okay, so Gya means big country. Okay. So both India and China are big countries. So the Gya means big country. Kar is a corruption of kar, which means white color, because people in India used to wear white. They still wear, a lot of people wear white clothes. And then people in China prefer nak, black, nice black clothes. It's warmer. Okay. In China it's cold, so in the old times, people used to wear a lot of black clothes. And in India, they used to wear a lot of white clothes. So the name for India in Tibetan is big country where people wear white stuff, Gyagar. And the word in Tibetan for China is Gyanak, which means big country where people wear black things. Okay. Then he says, we always thinking how fun it would be, so amazing to take a trip to China. Or it would be so amazing to take a trip to India, you know. Like, everybody in Tibet want to go see these big countries, you know. They can see Beijing, they can see Delhi, you know. They can see amazing places. Because, you know, in Tibet there's just mostly yaks and sheep. So, hale, that's a nice word to learn, okay. Hale, it's just ha, lasale. Hale means, wow, so cool. Hale, hale, okay. It'd be so cool. I'm gonna go see China, or I'm gonna go see India. Kel Chempoche. Then after a while, we're like, I gotta go. This is like the most important thing, you know. It's like Paris, right? I gotta go see Paris. One of my students went to Paris this week because it's so hale, okay, hale. Then it got very important for them. I gotta go, you know. They draw che la tsunma, and we put all our efforts into raising money to go to Paris, okay? There tadel koyot and che de drogyu yula, jite bala tu kye chembo depana, drog me ching. If you plan a trip to China or India or Paris, you gotta take a lot of stuff with you. You know, lots of suitcases. You might need a ta, a horse. You might need a tel, which means a mule. Okay, you can take some friends to help carry your suitcases. Okay, all right. In the world, you can hire people to help you. You know, at the airport, you can say, "Can you carry the bags? I'll give you $5." Okay, but jikten paro to kie chembo dekpana, all the stuff you have to carry in your next life. Drop me. Yeah, there's nobody's gonna help you carry that your baggage to your next life. Okay, you're alone. You're always alone. You're in the Pudong Airport in Shanghai. You can hire somebody to carry your bag, but in the Bardo, you can't. There's nobody to hire. Okay, you gotta go by yourself. Okay, don't mention Rang Chikpur by yourself. Nobody to help you. Longju Putsum Yang here to me. You can't take Putsam means this is a poo. Okay. One hair. You can't take that much stuff with you. Okay. Put some young kid in Mepato. Okay. I was going to give you a pep talk, but I'd rather finish another part. We got 5 minutes. Okay. I'm supposed to say something and make you cry or something about how great you are and how much you're helping Diamond Mountain. Thank you very much. And it was a wonderful retreat, and I never had such a good 3 days in my whole life. And you're amazing. And you were so quiet, and you were such good students, and you focused so well. And if you're from China, you're so brave to come to this crazy empty place. It's scary, right? In the dark and the night, and there's all kinds of things moving around you. You know, and you fly a long way to come here, and you're very brave, okay? And I really admire it. And Israel or Mexico or Germany, it's amazing. It's amazing you came here to just get sunburned. But I really appreciate it. And it's a good group. It's a good, solid group. And I hope we could do it again. And the music for me is like, it's like the most fun I do all year, you know. I never have any fun. I always have to work. So it's so fun to play rock and roll with you guys. It's like I look forward to it all year. I'm like, is band coming? And they're like, you know. I don't say, you know, is Lama coming? Anyway, we did a good job. We had a good retreat. And you all work very hard. And the Diamond Mountain people work so hard. And you're all, like, really cool. That's all I want to say. But that's what I wasn't going to say. Let's do some more. Sumba Luki Kyami Pembani. Okay, this is the third of the third. We're on the ninth one. Wow. Let's go halfway through the ninth one. Why halfway? Yeah, it means we have to meet again. Maybe in Guangzhou or Thailand. Okay. Sumba Luki Kyami Pembani. Your own body doesn't give you any help at the end. Your whole life, your whole body was helping you out. Will you walk me over to my cabin? Okay. And your body walks you to your cabin. Okay. But in the day you die, the body's like, no. I got other things to do. I got flies who want to eat me. Okay. She would say, Ritam Jay Ser Duchin, on the day you die, if all the mountains at Diamond Mountain turned into solid gold, Mi Tam Che Nien Dugyur, if every person in Arizona became your closest friend, Kyang Pemba Me, Pemba Me, it doesn't help any, nothing help. Nor Longche, money, possessions, Nidal, close ones, friends and family. So, Tasho. Okay, so money, friends, family, they don't help you. Tasho. Tasho means not only that. Okay, forget that. You want to know something really bad? The body that's been so dear to you since you came out of the womb. Okay, the body you've been carrying around since you were born. The body that you've been pampering your whole life. Oh, are you a little cold? Put on a sweater. Oh, are you hungry? Have some cookies. Okay, you've been pampering this body. Anything it wants, you're like, oh, what do you need? I'm a little cold. Oh, have a sweater. Could I have a cookie? Oh, have a cookie. Okay, your whole life you've been treating the body like a spoiled kid. Okay, dung. Even somebody, you got a little prick on when you walk by one of these Diamond Mountain bushes and it goes ding, and you're like, oh, did that hurt? I'm so sorry. Oh, Okay. You took care of it so well. Samyang, me put, you couldn't stand even to get a little sticker. Yishin Nobutor Che. You valued it more than a wish-giving gem. Oh, you are so precious to me. I love you, little body. Kyang Kyang means you took care of it. You took care of it. You combed its hair every day. You know. Kyang. Lu Diang Shu De Shak. Then you gotta dump it. Okay? You worked so hard to take care of it. So much. What's that called? When you go to Sephora, you buy it. What's the best makeup? Lancome. Yeah. So much Lancome you put on this thing. Then you're like, okay, you, go away, you're dead. Okay. Then it's like just a piece of meat. Okay. Ew, it stinks. You know, your family, all the Lancome, they'll just throw out, ew, it stinks, you know. Let's get, call the ambulance, you know, get it out of the house. The whole house stinks, you know. You took care, you Lancomed it so well. And then you have to throw it away, like a piece of dead meat, okay. Nobody will want it, okay. I'm going to stop there.